proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the better Proverbs, that is to say, the Proverbs of Solomon, which use comparisons between two conditions, and employing the word better as part of that comparison. Several verses in the book of Proverbs made comparisons between different conditions. These dealt with various virtues as being better than other things, particularly better than having material abundance and the lack of that virtue. Possessing these virtues tended to produce a harmonious life for those who had it and who exercised them. We start by looking at the virtue known as the fear of God. That produced a mindset that could overcome any adversity. According to the 15th chapter of Proverbs, quote, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith," unquote. The very next verse in Proverbs stated that it was, quote, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith," unquote. What makes the fear of the Lord a virtue? The author of Psalm 119 described it as clean and enduring forever. The author of Psalm 111 said that fear of the Lord constitutes the beginning of wisdom. And Solomon in Proverbs 1 stated that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. A person who feared God and loved other people could enjoy life far more fully than a well-to-do person lacking these virtues. In Proverbs 19, Solomon wrote that, quote, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil," unquote. Solomon also praised the virtue of self-control. In Proverbs chapter 16, he taught that, quote, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city," unquote. The lack of self-control led to the downfall of several Bible characters. Take, for example, Jacob's twin brother Esau. Esau became faint after searching for game in the field. His hunger motivated him to sell his birthright to Jacob in exchange for some pottage to eat. That ill-advised decision found in the book of Genesis produced bitterness in Esau's heart, a bitterness that would fester and indeed a resentment against Jacob's progeny, the Jewish people, a resentment that would be passed down throughout the generations. Then we look at an incident described in Numbers chapter 11. The Israelites in the wilderness lusted after flesh or meat. God sent them an abundance of quail, but he soon sent the plague afterwards. As the author of Psalm 106 put it, quote, "He gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul," unquote. According to 1 Kings chapter 16, King Elah of Israel was, quote, "drinking himself drunk," unquote, in the household of his steward. This circumstance assisted Zimri, an army captain of Elah's, assisted Zimri to overthrow his monarch and install himself as king. Yet even godly men could succumb to intemperance. In Numbers chapter 20, for instance, God directed Moses to speak to a rock. The angry lawgiver instead struck the rock, disobeying God's direct command. As a result, God would not allow him to enter into the promised land. These and other virtues Solomon extolled as leading to happiness and to contentment. He used the comparison with the word better to show that possession of material abundance was not the end game, so to speak, but that those who possessed control of their spirit, those who possessed contentment, would be far happier than those who were wealthy and yet discontent or lacked self-control. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.